这一年里面东欧的事件变到是人家不认得，甚至乎柏林墙这幅这一栋是人造的磐石，人的磐石是会冧的，都冧了。
But sand in the Bible, of course, is a symbol of that which is transient, which is passing away, that does not abide.
聖經裡面所指的沙沙土是指一些很暫短的，是過渡的東西。
If you build your life on these temporary things, you will have nothing left at the end of the day.
如果你將你的生命建立在一些暫短的事裡面，最後你什麼都沒得剩。
Now, I have said earlier that the Lord Jesus does not underestimate our intelligence. He is our creator. He knows he did not create us stupid.
主耶稣，我从开始已经讲过，他没有低估我们的智力和智慧，因为他是我们造物之主，他不是将我们做得很愚蠢的。
I am sure that he does not suppose that any one of you will go and deliberately build your house on sand.
他知道不会有一个人是蓄意的、故意的将房屋建在沙土上面。
And why do people build on sand?
那为什么人还要将屋建立在沙土上面呢？
Miscalculation. Miscalculation.
是错误的计算。
A failure to grasp the realities of life.
未能掌握生命的
More seriously, an unwillingness to grasp the realities of life.
或者更严重的是，不愿意去掌握人生的真实。
Today, man is totally adrift because he has become cut loose from the rock of his salvation. And when you are cut loose from the rock of salvation, you are left with nothing but sand. There's nothing left else to build on.
人今天是流失了，因为他是脱离了这个生命的磐石。如果你脱离了生命的磐石，所剩下来的是什么呢？就是一撮沙土。
Please be absolutely honest with me at this moment as we are preaching, because we are talking about things of eternal importance. Please be honest for a moment.
请你在这一刻，请你绝对的诚实，因为现在我们所讲的是生命的问题。
Even more important, please be honest with God for one moment.If it's only the one moment in your life that you can be honest with God.
请你更重要的就是在这一刻里面对神真实。
Please be honest. The third thing I ask of you, please be honest with yourself if you cannot be honest with anybody else.
请你对自己诚实，即使你不能够对任何人诚实都好，请你在这一刻对自己诚实。
Are you in touch with the eternal God?
你是不是真的跟这位永生的神有接触，生命的接触？
Can you answer this question honestly? Are you in touch with the eternal God?
你可不可以很诚实地答我这条问题，就是你是不是真的跟永生的神有接触？
Now, if you are not in touch with the eternal God, if you are not in touch with the rock of salvation, then what have you got left except sand?Tell me, what else have you got left except sand? There is either rock here or there is sand. There is nothing in between the two.
你是不是真的跟这位永生的神有生命的联系呢？如果你跟生命这个救恩的磐石是脱节的，你所剩下来的是什么呢？只不过是一些沙土，一是磐石就是沙土，中间没有中立的东西。
So if you cannot build your life on rock,It's not because you are stupid that you have to build on sand. It's because there's nothing left. There is nothing else for you to build on except sand.
如果你的生命不是建立在这个生命的磐石上面的，不是因为你基于你愚蠢，而是因为你没有东西剩，你剩下就是一些沙土。
To be wise is a question here as far as this camp theme is concerned. To be wise is to get away from the sands, the shifting sands of time in this life.And get back to the rock, which is God.
咁我哋呢个大会嘅主题讲到要做一个聪明人，就系要脱离呢啲沙土，翻去呢个生命嘅磐石嗰度。
To build your life on the rock that will not move.
将你嘅生命建立喺一个唔会动摇嘅磐石嗰度。
When the empires have come and the empires have gone, you will still be there, because your God is the one on whom you have built.
如果这个世代的 这个朝代，这个帝王的时期，这一代那一代过去，但你仍然存在，因为你的生命是建立在永恒的神那里。
So the wise man is what kind of a man?
那聪明人是一种什么人呢？
By now we know, the man who builds on the rock.
那我们知道，就是将生命建立在磐石上面那种人。
But what does that mean?That means that he is somebody who is in touch with. The building is built on the rock. It is founded on the rock. It is drilled into the rock. It is related to the rock. Are you?
这一种人就是他的生命是建立在这个磐石上面，他生命是钻入这个磐石上面。你是不是一种这样的人呢？
The Bible doesn't say the wise man is a man who builds a house that balances on top of the rock.
圣经里面不是说那个聪明的人是将那个磐石就这样黐那间屋黐在上那个磐石上面。
It doesn't say that the wise man is somebody who drilled a few screws. He went and got a Black and Decker drill from the later hardware shop. He drilled a few screws down, and then he tied the building with a few wires to the rock. That is the wise man.
圣经里面不是说一个聪明人就是将间屋揾几个螺丝批咁转几粒螺丝将间屋黐上去那个磐石上面。
He is integrated to that rock.
他的生命是融合在这个磐石里面。
Now let me ask you, is that a picture of your life? You are in touch, and you are in touch with the living God?
我现在问的问题是，你的生命是不是原接触进入这个磐石里面的呢？
Oh, we are dealing with something of extreme importance to your life. If we cannot solve this question, if we cannot answer this question, then we have come to this camp to waste our time.
咁而家我哋处理嘅系一个非常之严重嘅问题。如果我哋唔能够解答呢个问题，咁我哋嚟到呢个夏令营嘅今日浪费时间。
I mean, we didn't even get enough sleep. What did we come here for?
咁我哋连瞓觉时候都唔够，咁究竟嚟系做乜嘢呢？
I see some of you struggling here. I mean, I think we should pass out the toothpicks. You know, just at least. I mean, this had too much fellowship last night.
好嘢，琴日有啲人嚟倾偈，或者其实倾得好夜噶，而家仲喺度同眼瞓挣扎紧。
The great pity is you're not building your life on your friend that you talked to all night last night.
可惜就係你唔係將你嘅生命建立喺你琴晚傾偈嘅朋友嗰度。
He is not the rock. The rock is God.
佢唔係嗰個磐石，神先正係嗰個磐石。
We got to get the answer to this question.
我哋要喺呢個問題度揾出答案。
How do I get to know the living God?
我點樣去認識呢位真神呢？
Now let me try to summarize this as briefly as possible in the remaining minutes that we have.
咁我係好簡單，係盡量縮短。
I wanted to summarize this in terms of the royal law. Notice these words. I'd like these words to stick in your mind. If you forgot everything I said today, remember the words, the royal law.
咁啊，如果你唔記得我今日所講嘅咩都好啦，請你記住下邊呢樣，就係呢個王室嘅定律。
Yes. Royal law. Yeah.Royal, the king's law, the law of the king.
皇帝的定律。
Here, law, we are not speaking of law in a legal sense. We are speaking of law in terms of laws of physics, that is, principles of the king.
现在我所说的不是法律，是讲一些原则和定律，就是我们的君王的定律。
We find this expression in James chapter 2, verse 8, which we don't need to turn to now because we are running out of time.
那我们可以打开雅各书二章。
Yeah, there you will find the expression which is translated as the royal law or the law of the king.
我们可以在这里看到翻译成为这个君王的定律的。
And notice I quoted from James chapter 2 verse 8 because I'm quoting from the New Testament, not the Old Testament.
咁咧，我就係從呢個引述嘅係新約嘅聖經，唔係舊約嘅聖經。
And the book of James has a lot to speak about wisdom.
这个雅各书所讲的很多是有关智慧。
Let me try to show you what the situation of mankind is today.
我告诉你，我们今天的人的状态是什么？
And why it is that man today has lost touch with the rock and now ends up living on the sand.
就是为什么人今天是从这个生命的磐石脱离了，而是的结局就是在沙土上面。
To tell you this is to give you a lesson about the whole Bible in 5 minutes.
咁講俾你聽，就係將成本聖經係從喺五分鐘咁短嘅時候裏邊話曬俾你知。
This is wonderful. This is a Bible school in 5 minutes.
呢個五分鐘聖經學院。
After this, you can get a diploma.
跟住咧，你可以攞張文憑。
When we go back to Genesis, what happened?
我哋翻去創世記，你會見到啲乜嘢咧？
And you read the whole history of the Old Testament, one simple thing emerges.
如果你讀整本嘅舊約咧，有一件事出現。
Man does not want God to be king of his life.
人要神做佢生命之王。
And because of that, they don't have the rock on which to build.
因為咁樣，佢哋冇辦法，冇磐石可以起屋。
When Adam sinned in the garden, he declared already by his sin that he wants to go his own way, and he doesn't want God to tell him how to run his life.
當亞當犯罪嘅時候，佢個罪就宣告佢要行自己條路，佢唔要神嚟管理佢嘅生命。
This situation simply went from bad to worse as you read the Bible.
呢種咁嘅情況只係每況愈下，你從聖經可以睇到。
By the 6th chapter of Genesis, only 6 chapters later, man was already so much in rebellion against God as king that the situation was irremediable. It could not be remedied.
咁到第創世記第六章，淨係短短六章之後，人嘅情況，人背叛神嘅情況，已經到不可挽救嘅地步。
Let me ask you another question. I'm a very straightforward preacher. I ask people questions.
我問你一個問題，我係一個係好直接嘅老師，我好中意問人問題。
Is God king of your life at this moment? Is He king of your life at this moment?
喺呢一刻，神係唔係你生命之王呢？
Do you even know what it means to have God as king of your life?
或者你知唔知究竟神係你生命之王係咩意思呢？
If not, that you don't know what being wise is, because you don't know what building on the rock means.
如果你唔知咧，你就唔知咩何為智慧，何為聰明，因為你亦都唔知道乜嘢係將生命建立喺呢個磐石上邊。
Bible tells us in Proverbs, "This is wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the foundation, the beginning of wisdom."
箴言話俾我哋聽，敬畏耶和華係智慧嘅開端。
Why the fear of the Lord?
點解話敬畏耶和華咧？
Who do men fear?
人驚乜嘢咧？
They fear the king.
人係驚嗰個皇帝。
They fear him, and what is the result? They obey because they fear.
佢哋敬畏，所以佢哋信服。
But man has long passed such childish notions of fear.
啊，人已經係對呢種嘅驚皇帝嘅意識已經過咗好耐嘅時間。
The great German philosophers who have never underestimated their marvelous intelligence.
呢個偉大嘅德國哲學家從來都冇低估人嘅呢種咁樣嘅高度嘅智慧。
Want to tell us that man has grown up, he doesn't fear anything, anyone.
咁啊，人咧已經成長啦，咁乜嘢都唔使驚，唔使驚人，乜都唔使驚。
Only children fear, grown-ups fear nothing.
啊，只係細路仔先有嘢驚嘅啫，大人唔使咩驚。
They didn't listen to Brother Andrew's message yesterday.
佢哋冇聽永雄弟兄琴日嘅信息。
So since they are so fearless, now they live under stress the whole time.
咁啊，佢乜嘢都唔驚咧，所以今日有好多壓力啦。
Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏神係智慧嘅開端。
And when I fear God, I honor Him as King.
當我敬畏神嘅時候，我就尊重佢成為我生命之王。
But the history of the Bible is man all the time, always rejects God as King.
咁但係聖經嘅歷史就係人係一直都係拒絕抗拒神做佢嘅王。
When Israel became a nation, what did they want? They didn't want God as King.
咁當以色列立國嘅時候，佢哋要咩咧？佢哋唔要神做佢哋嘅王。
They want somebody else. Who do they want? They want Saul.
佢哋要第啲人，佢要第個，佢哋要掃羅。
Why do they want Saul?
點解佢哋要掃羅咧？
Oh,
so tall.
啊，好啊，夠曬高啊佢。
Maybe they like to twist their neck more.
中意我高個頭。
The Bible says that Saul was head and shoulder above, not just the head above most people, head and shoulder above. I'm trying to think, how tall is he?
咁啊，聖經話掃羅係一個高過人嘅，唔係淨係頭高過，連個膊頭都高過，咁唔知佢腳有幾高啦。
I have a very good friend in Canada who is a professor of theology.
我喺加拿大有一位好好嘅朋友係神學院嘅教授。
He is 6'6".
6'6".
When I'm talking to him, I need a back support. Yeah, I have a standard joke. I said to him, Clark, how is the weather up there? So once I gave him a lift from the university to the town, and I was trying to see how he managed to get into my car.
咁啊有一次我咧就從大學嗰度車佢翻本地河，咁我睇佢點樣入我架車先。
Yeah, so I moved the seat as far back as I can, and he was struggling to get one leg in, and struggle the other leg in.
咁啊，我啊將個位咧拉到有咁厚得咁厚，咁佢咧入得都好辛苦。
So Saul, head and shoulders above everyone. They want this kind. This they want the king. He is a king. He's so tall. That's why he's king.
咁咧，佢哋要一個人，佢咁太高啦，高咧就可以做皇帝。
They didn't seem to ask how many brain cells he had.
咁佢哋冇諗下佢依家腦細胞有幾多。
It's only important that he is big size, huge.
咁啊，夠高夠大隻得啦。
But for God, we don't want God. We want this guy to be king.
誒，神啊，我哋唔要，我哋要嗰個人做皇帝。
What they didn't know is that God could kick him out tomorrow.
佢唔知啊，神會第日一腳踢咗佢出去。
And in fact, that's what exactly he did. He kicked Saul out.
咁事實上就係咁，神將佢踢開。
And he got a little boy called David. David was maybe my size, you see, I'm not quite comfortable.
咁咧，神咧選中嘅係大衛，或者大衛好似牧師咁嘅身形咧。
Where everybody doesn't have to twist their neck to talk to me, you see.
啊，人同我講嘢唔使我高頭。
So we can see that all through human history, we reject God as king. We don't want him as king.
喺人類嘅歷史裏邊，一直都係抗拒神。
But I want to tell you, if you want to understand the Bible, there is one central principle you must grasp.
如果你要明白聖經，有一樣中心嘅原則，你必須要掌握嘅。
The whole Bible teaches one thing.
整本聖經講一樣嘢俾我哋知。
From the beginning to the end.
就從頭到尾。
God is king.
神係君王。
If you don't like the word king, it doesn't matter. You can call him a chairman, you can call him sovereign, you can call him president, you can call him supreme commander-in-chief, call him whatever you like, but he is number one.
咁啊，或者你唔中意皇帝呢個名稱都好，你可以叫佢做總理，可以叫佢做總統，可以叫佢做主席，可以叫佢做最高軍事指揮，總之乜嘢都好，神係第一位。
Now I've been reading a book, huge book like this.
我睇緊一本好厚嘅書。
Many of you know I love to read, and I've been reading this book. The whole book is expounding this one thing.
咁我或者人中知道我好中意睇書，呢成本書就係解釋一樣嘢。
Written by a professor of theology in Scotland.
就係蘇格蘭一位神學博士所寫嘅。
And this professor says the title, the book that he has written is called this. It is the Biblical Doctrine of the Reign of God.
就係呢位教授所寫嘅就係。 聖經所講嘅神嘅王權嘅教義。That's
correct. Yeah. He is expounding from the beginning of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the one central truth about God. God is king. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. You may not like it, you may hate it, you may say, I don't believe it, I'm sick of it, I don't want to hear it. It makes no difference. That's what the Bible teaches.
他所從聖經的從創世紀講到啟示錄，就係講個中心嘅真理，就係神係王。不論你中意唔中意都好，或者你話已經好厭啦，聽得好厭煩又好，呢啲你中唔中意冇乜嘢分別嘅，就係神係王。
He will decide what happens to your life.
他決定你生命裏面有什麼發生。
And that's why I spoke of James chapter 2 verse 8, the law of the king that James talks about. The wise are those who fulfill the law of the king.
所以我提的就是引述的就是雅各書，這是君王的定律。那些就是哪些人呢？這些就是能夠完成君王定律的人。
And this kingship is not something hard to bear.
咁呢種王權咧，唔係話咁難忍受嘅。Because
the Bible constantly teaches us that He calls us into His friendship to be the friend of the King.
聖經裏邊話佢係吸引人嚟到佢嗰度，成為人嘅朋友。Now
I am not really interested whether a person is a king or not.
但係至於一個人係咪皇帝咧，我就冇乜興趣。
What I'm interested in is what kind of a king is he? What kind of a person is he?
我所感到興趣嘅，佢係一種乜嘢嘅皇帝，佢係一個乜嘢嘅人。
What I shared with some of those in the Bible study group is that I'm a person who grew up in power.
我同喺呢個查經嘅時候，同嗰啲人分享，我係一個喺權力裏邊成長嘅人。
I think I can safely say that nobody in this room has ever known what power is in the way that I have known it.
我諗係呢度在座嘅人，未必有邊個好似我知道乜嘢係權力。
You see, my father held very high position in the government, in the former government of China.
我嘅父親喺前任政府係有好高嘅職位。
He commanded an army of nearly 40,000 men.
佢係有呢個40,000軍師嘅指揮。
He had two generals under his command.
喺佢手下有兩名大將。
One of them became Commander-in-Chief of all armed forces in Taiwan.
咁其中一位成為台灣嘅軍事參謀長。
And if any of you know Chinese politics, you'll know even his name, Sun Li Ren, who was a very outstanding general.
如果你對有多少認識中國歷史嘅，呢個就係孫立人，係一個好出名嘅將軍。
Even more interesting was the fact that my father's armies were not under the command of the central government. They were directly answerable to him.
咁我父親所指揮嘅軍隊係唔需要係向唔係受到呢個中央政府管轄嘅，佢哋直接可以向佢回報。
And you know the fact that most of his armies were stationed near Nanjing, which was the capital of China before the communist.
大部分嘅部隊就係住喺呢個住喺南京。
Now, if any of you remember the 六四 事件, the June 4th incidents, you will know what it means to have an army stationed near the city.
咁如果你知道我哋呢個發生嘅呢個六四事件咧，你又知道喺一個城市能夠駐軍係一回咩事
？You can surround the city with 20,000-30,000 men with your tanks and your armies. You could simply bring the government down.
如果你有一支軍隊20,000-30,000人嚟到圍攻這個城市嘅時候，你就可以將呢個政府推翻。
Upon the waters, on the coastal waters of China, he commanded 100 gunboats, that is speedboats armed with very high firepower and moving very very fast.
咁喺中國沿岸咧，佢有一百艦隊，呢啲係有高度嘅武器嘅。
I know what it is to live in power.
我知道生活喺權力裏邊係一件咩事。
I know what it is to talk with generals and with ministers of finance and minister of this and minister of that, even as a boy.
我係好細個嘅時候知道咩同咩將軍講嘢，同咩財政部長乜嘢部長講嘢。
Ambassadors of various countries were frequent visitors in our home.
咁呢啲各國嘅大使咧，係我哋屋企裏邊時常到訪嘅客人。
The famous American ambassador Sitou Layton, Layton Stewart, was a close personal friend of my father's who often came to visit us.
咁美國駐華大使司徒雷頓係我父親嘅好朋友。
I still remember once when he came to visit us. He was a very very tall man, maybe a bit like Professor Pinnock. He was a very tall man, and he stooped down and he talked to me and he said, "You know what is my name?"
咁咧，佢係一個好高嘅人，可能同呢個 Professor Pinnock 咁高啦。佢同我講嘢嘅時候咧，佢要俯低嘅身。
And he said to me, "My name is Layton."
佢話我名叫雷敦。
Says, "Would you remember Layton?"
係會唔會記住雷敦嘅名咧
？I said, "Okay, I remember you, Layton."
好啊，我記得你，記住你。
I didn't know he was the ambassador of the United States.
我唔知佢就係美國駐華大使。
He said, "Always remember me, will you, please?" I said, "I will try."
啊，姐，你記住我啦，梗係我會試啊，我會咁做嘅。
So I fulfilled my promise. I remembered him.
咁咧，我遵守我嘅諾言，我今日都記得佢。
You will see his name in history books today.
今日你喺歷史書上面會見到佢嘅名。
I know what is power. I have mixed with men of power.
我知道乜嘢係權力，我接觸過有權力嘅人。
I think God has some purpose in all this.
我諗神喺呢啲一切裏邊有佢嘅目的。
I think because of this, I have no fear of any man of any position whatsoever. I don't care who they are.
因此我唔驚啲咩有權力嘅人，我唔理佢哋係乜嘢。
When we had a dinner of the cabinet, China, cabinet of China, the 内阁, You see, I was very useful to have around because politicians are always politicians. And the question often was, who do you ask to sit at dinner, the small dinner table, beside the Prime Minister or Vice Prime Minister of China? At that time, it was Wang Yunwu. Well, of course, if you put the defense minister next to him, then the economics minister is unhappy. So all these ministers are jostling for rank, you see, as to who should sit on the right-hand side. Notice the Bible speaks of being on the right-hand side, the right-hand side of the prime minister. Oh, well, the problem was solved. They invite me. So I sat next to the, on this side, I sat on the right-hand side of the at that time, Vice Prime Minister who became Prime Minister, and then his wife sat on the other side. So I was sandwiched between the Prime Minister and wife Prime Minister and the wife of the Prime Minister. The important point is not whether you are king or prime minister or defense minister or general, whatever you are, because I've had people walking in and out of the house. I do not know who is the defense minister. I don't know who is the prime minister. I don't know who is the general. I have to count the number of stars on his shoulder. If he... The important point is not what office they hold, it is what kind of a person they are. And when I think of God, I don't think when I say king, I think of somebody wearing a crown and some kind of a robe flowing down that he's going to trip over and fall on his face. I'm not interested in his clothes. I'm not interested. I'm saying, what kind of God is, what kind of person is he? I want to tell you that for me, to know God as King is to know Him as a living person with whom I can talk every day. I can fellowship with Him. I can thank Him when I look at the beautiful scenery. I say, God, how wonderful you are. That is God, His person, not His office. Do you know this God as friend? It doesn't matter if you have a friend who is a general, somebody or other, or prime minister or ambassador. To me, these are things that are irrelevant. I'm not even interested in that. I really don't even understand why these people want to make friends with me. For some reason, they are drawn to me. I just want to discover what's the reason for this. In London, I had a general who came to me and he wants to make friends with me. I couldn't figure out why he wants to. He's old enough to be my grandfather. For some people, they think it is so glorious to have a general as a friend. In fact, I knew two generals in England, in London. I never bothered to phone to build up a friendship with them. They are the ones who always want to talk to me. When I went to Israel, I was given the name of the chief of the Israeli army chief of staff, General Yigal Yadin, very famous as a scholar and as a general.
In
I didn't even bother to visit him.
我冇去揾佢。
I only for the sake of my friend picked up the phone and talked to him over the telephone and greeted him.
咁啊，為咗我朋友嘅緣故咧，我就係打個電話俾佢。
I am not interested in generals or prime ministers. So let me tell you the truth.
我講真實嘅，我係對呢啲咩將軍啊、總理，我毫無興趣。
But I want to love as God does, the simplest brother and sister.
但係我要好似神咁樣。爱一个好简单嘅一位弟兄。
The Lord Jesus, King of Kings, He is interested in a blind beggar. Are you?
耶稣万王之王，佢对一个盲眼嘅乞丐有兴趣。
That's why I tell you, He is different from all leaders of all nations. He's something entirely different. His character is different.
佢系同所有嘅世界上嘅呢啲领导人完全唔同，佢嘅性格系唔同。
We recently read the reports of Ceausescu in Romania, the rottenness, the corruption, the brutality of this kind of man.
最近我哋睇到呢个罗马尼亚嘅总统，佢呢啲咁样嘅贪污，呢啲种嘅腐败。
I'll tell you why I'm not interested in all these kinds of people.
我对呢啲人完全毫不感兴趣。
Because human beings are too small to be great.
因为人系太渺小，唔能够成为伟大。
They are not great enough to take the load of power and remain pure.
人好难系担起权力而系保持不变。
They become arrogant, proud, corrupted.
人会变得骄傲，会腐败。
But my King and my God remains the friend of people who are weak and lowly.
但系我嘅君王，我嘅神，我嘅君王，佢仍然系嗰啲软弱，系嗰啲卑微嘅人嘅朋友。
So as we close, I want to ask you this question as we close for today.
在我们今天结束的时候，我要问一个问题。
Do you know this king?
你认不认识这位君王呢？
If not, do you want to know him?
如果不认识的，你想不想去认识他呢？
Do you want to build your life upon him, the rock that will never change?
你想不想将你的生命建立在他这块是永远不变的磐石上面呢？
Now, in closing, I want to just give you the principles of the royal law, which I will try to expound more fully tomorrow.
咁喺結束嘅時候，我將呢個君王嘅定律俾大家，呢個君王嘅原則。咁我聽日咧就會再詳細解釋。
To help you to remember, I'm going to use a system of memory and use the word royal to help you to remember. And I'm not going to expound it. I'll just give you the word, and we continue if the Lord pleases tomorrow.
咁樣，我係用一個好簡單嘅方法，就係用呢、這個君王嘅定律嚟到同大家講一講。聽日咧，如果主願意嘅，我會好詳細解釋。
The royal law, the word royal is the key that I would like you to remember of how to get in touch with the living God.
咁今日呢個字咧就係君王，呢、這個就係我哋今日嘅關鍵嘅字眼，就係你點樣去認識呢位又真又活嘅神。
You know, you have a wonderful privilege.
你知道你有一種咁樣咁。
The whole world has rejected God, including most of the church.
这个整个世代都是抗拒神，其中包括大部分的教会。
And I might say especially the church.
我可以甚至乎说是特别是教会。
I have a little bit more to say about this tomorrow.
明天我还会更讲深点。
Why do I say you have a special privilege?
为什么我说你拥有特权呢？
Because God has few friends today.
因为神今日只有好少嘅朋友。
Why does God have few friends?
点解神咁少朋友呢？
Because everybody wants to run away and do their own thing.
因为人人要走开啊，要自己行自己条路。
They don't want God as king.
佢哋唔要神成为佢哋生命之王。
When they crucified the Lord Jesus, they said, "We don't want this man to be king over us. We don't want this man to be king."
当他们将主耶稣钉在十字架上面的时候，他说我们不要这个人做我们的皇帝。
You know what all this means?
那里面的意思是什么呢？
It makes it very, very easy for you and me to be his friends.
那就使你成为我和你成很容易成为他的朋友。
Because there are so few friends.
因为他这么少朋友。
I would like to be one of his friends.
我想成为神其中一个朋友。
If only I can sit at the bottom of the table, at the lowest place beside his feet.
我只是希望能够在他脚下一个最低的位置里面坐。
Because I've seen the beauty of his face.
因为我见到他这个容貌的美丽。
the royal law, and this will be a little bit difficult to translate, but I know given our sister Margaret's great ability, she will handle this with ease. So the first word is royal, is spelled R-O-Y-A-L.
咁第一個字咧，一般就譯做皇室啊。今日係咪譯皇室 ？Royal。
So the word R, I just like you to remember, is the word in all the word repentance.
第一個字咧就係悔改 ，repentance 悔改。
The second word O, obedience.
第二個字咧就係順服。
The third word, the third letter.Y for royal, Y is yoked.
第三個字咧係鈎，背負嗰個鈎。
The fourth letter A is for the word all or absolute.
第四個字跟住咧就係完全或者係絕對。
And the last letter is L for royal.
呢個最後一個字 L 呢個字母咧。
Royal, loyal for L the word B is launch to launch out.Now these five letters I would like to expound because if you can grasp them, you will be able to build your life upon the rock that does not move.
咁聽日我要好詳細嘅解釋呢幾個字。如果你能夠掌握到，你就係可以建立你嘅生命喺磐石上面。
Let us be quiet before God in prayer.
我哋
Before we continue, let us worship the Lord with another song.
我哋開始我哋信息之前咧，請大家再唱一首歌去敬拜我哋嘅主。
That is song number 12.
第十二首。
The words of this song have always been very precious to me.
呢首歌嘅每一個字咧，對我嚟講都係非常之嘅寶貴。
Give me the faith which can remove.
求主賜我堅強嘅信心。
And sink the mountain to a plain.
能夠將呢個大山變為平原。
We are facing mountains today.
我哋今日面對住好多個山。
You have mountains in your life.
喺你嘅生命裏邊有各樣嘅山。
I have mountains in my life.
喺我生命裏邊同樣有唔同嘅山。
The world is full of mountains.
呢個世界充滿咗唔同嘅山。
And let me tell you, the church is full of mountains.
同樣喺教會裏邊亦都充滿咗各樣嘅山喺度。
My heart is very heavy today.
今日我心情非常之嘅沉重。
A little bit later in the message, I will try to explain to you why.
稍後喺信息裏邊，我會同大家解釋點解會咁樣。
It's because of the mountains that surround and are within the church.
因為教會被山去包圍住，而教會中間亦都有山嘅存在。
And so we need the faith that prays this prayer. Give me a faith which can remove the mountains.
因此，我哋需要呢首詩歌所講嘅信心，令到我哋能夠將山變成平地。
For the church, brothers and sisters, it may be too late.
對教會嚟講，可能已經比較遲一啲啦。
I hope it's not too late for you.
我希望對你嚟講咧，唔會太遲。
So my message has two parts today.
今日我信息有兩個部分。
The first part relates to you, each person individually.
今日第一部分就係同你當中每一個人咧有個人嘅關係。
And truly, it will not be too late for you.
意思到咧，今日唔會對你嚟講係太遲。
The second part relates to the Church of Christ, to which you and I, we all belong.
第二部分就係同教會有關，亦即係話咧，同我同你有關。
If you are truly a Christian,
如果你真係一個基督徒嘅話
，for which unfortunately, for the most part of the church, it is too late.
可惜對大部分教會裏邊嘅人講係太遲。
The Lord has given me over these recent months a prophetic message and a prophetic insight.
主喺過去一個月裏邊咧，俾我睇得到一個異象。
That it is too late.
已經係太遲。
I remember just only a few months ago when I got up, I said to my wife Helen, I said to her, and I think she couldn't quite understand what I was saying. I said it is finished.
我記得幾個月前當我起身嘅時候咧，我同我太太 Helen 講，我話完啦。但 Helen 當時唔係好明白我講嘅係乜嘢。
I repeated to her several times, it is finished.
我同佢重複咗好多次，完蛋啦。
And I will explain a little further on why this is so.
當我哋信息一路繼續嘅時候咧，我會解釋點解係咁樣。
If it is entirely hopeless, then why do we still sing this song? Give me the faith.
如果完全冇希望嘅話，點解仲要唱呢首歌求主賜我信心咧
？There is a very small element of hope.
依然咧有啲嘅喺個希望裏邊。
And brothers and sisters, you are that hope.
弟兄姊妹，你就係嗰個希望。
The hope for the Church of Christ in these final days.
在这个末后的日子里面，你们就是教会的盼望。
We live in the last 10 years, in the last 10 years of the second millennium of human history since the days of Christ.
我們今天生活在這個主後第二個2000年最後的十年中。
You and I are living in very, very important days that you and I don't even begin to understand how important it is.
你和我今天生活在一個非常非常重要的時間裡面，甚至你都不明白怎樣重要。
If all you can think about in this camp and through your life and through the coming days when you leave this camp is how to proceed with your profession, how to make more money, how to earn more degrees, let me tell you, you don't know the day or the hour in which you are now living.
如果你出了营之后都是继续回你以前的生活，就是说你怎样去读多些书，怎样去在这个事业里面继续进步的话，你不知道究竟你生活了的时间是什么，你不知道我们有几个时间是多么有限。
And you will be among those five foolish women that we saw in the play yesterday.
你就會好似嗰十個喺五個愚蠢嘅童女一樣。
Should say men, should I have said?
就好似嗰五個遊女白男扮女嘅一樣。
Who got locked out?
佢哋被喺門嘅出邊拒絕咗，唔入得嚟。
And lost their hour of opportunity.
佢哋失去咗呢一個俾佢機會嘅時間。
Anyway, before we continue the message, let us make this our prayer. Lord, give me the faith that can remove.
这首诗歌是我们的祈祷，求主赐给我们信心。
Sing again in English or Cantonese or whatever language. We have time only to sing the first and the last stanzas.
我们只是唱第一节和第四节，你用你自己觉得好的诗话来唱就可以了。
And we'll sing it over the first time in English, first time in Chinese.Cantonese or whatever Chinese you can speak. The first time in Chinese and the second time in English.
我都第一次唱中文啦，第四次唱英文。
Let us rise together to worship.
大家起立，我就一齊唱歌去讚美我哋。
The first part of this message then concerns what we did not finish yesterday. How do we enter into a living relationship with the rock of our salvation?
好，首先第一部分咧，就係繼續我尋日未講完嘅信嘅部分，就係我哋點樣樣同神進入呢一個活生生嘅關係裏邊。
And I wondered how many people in this room today, if I asked you to stand up, to let us know that you are in a day-to-day living relationship with God, how many of you would dare to stand up?
如果我今日問當中哪一個人呢是每天跟主有這個親密的關係的時候呢，我懷疑有多少個人呢可以站得起身。
I'm not going to ask you to do that because my purpose is not to embarrass anyone.
我今天不會問這個問題，因為我不想令到大家尷尬。
Much less that you should feel proud of yourself when in fact your relationship to the Lord may be quite weak.
而更加壞的就是當中很怕有人驕傲，以為自己跟主的關係很好，其實是一個很差的境況裡面。
But I know as one who has been in the pastoral work for many, many years. As one who has been in the pastoral work for many years. I've been in the work of a pastor for many years.
大家相信都知道，牧師在服侍主裏面呢，做這個牧養的工作已經很多年。
I know that there are very few people in any church who have a deep and living relationship with the Lord.
我知道在教会里面极少部分的人是有跟主这个这么深切的关系。
Now, of course, the church is made up of individuals.
当然教会是由个别的弟兄姊妹组成的。
And if this is true, that there are so few Christians, maybe including yourself, whose relationship to the Lord is very weak, then what happens to the church?
如果说基督徒这么少部分的基督徒跟主有这个亲密关系的话，教会整体会变成怎样？
I don't like to be unkind.
我唔想成一個好似好苛刻嘅人。
You will notice in the song, the last song that the song team led us in worshiping, song number 13 in our hymn book.
你會記得我哋頭先詩歌組小組咧唱第十三首。
And if your mind is a little bit logical in thinking,
如果你稍微有呢個邏輯嘅思想嘅話咧
，you will see some kind of contradiction.
裏邊都有啲矛盾衝突嘅地方。
The title is Awake, Awake, Church of God.
教会个题目就话醒嚟醒嚟，神嘅教会。
What does that tell you?
咁样讲咩说话咧
the church is asleep.
即是说教会是睡到觉这样呢？
You don't ask people to wake up when I'm awake. I mean, nobody will come in front of me when I'm preaching here and say, will you please wake up?
如果人不是睡着的话，必有人会叫醒他呢？
Now, of course, if you see I'm gradually dozing over the pulpit, you might say, excuse me, you're supposed to preach. Will you please wake up?
如果你在讲台上黑眼睡的话，你就说，哎，麻烦你醒来了，你要讲道的嘛。
The fact that I am preaching should be sufficient proof that I am awake, at least to some degree of being awake.
我在这里讲道，即是说我是不是睡着觉呢？
This song is telling us that the church is asleep.
这个诗歌告诉我们，教会是睡觉。
But of course, as we read on a little bit, we find it a bit humorous.